How did Eddie get by yesterday?
Eddie did well yesterday with his, you know, with his limited work. So we're making progress. So hopefully we'll continue to make progress.
Mike, you got a couple offensive linemen now on the injury report. You got any concerns with those guys?
TJ and JC, I do not have any long-term concern. So it's just JC had a, you know, he just got hit in practice. So just be, we're being cautious and following the rules of the injury report. And TJ just, he needed a day.
I know it's only four games, but your rookie class seems really strong. They've really produced for, I guess, do you have any early thoughts on the progress of those guys?
Well, the biggest thing you want out of your rookie class is really make sure they're ready to play. Now, it's been a little different for us, particularly the Detroit game. So it's, you definitely are happy about those guys, their contributions. And, but the thing that you really focus on is that, you know, their professionalism, the ability to get them into the routine, of how we do things here. This is a schedule that doesn't flow, as normal as, prior years. So that part of it is, something you have to educate and work through. But you can go right through the whole group. I think they're all off to a very good start, as far as their contributions, but how they fit into the room by position and, their ability to play both special teams and offense or defense.
Mike, I know obviously James has the personal issue, which is the most important thing, but were you guys able to get a handle on his injury before he left?
James, my understanding, he'll be back tomorrow. So that's where hopefully we can get our hands totally around his evaluation and determine his availability. So that's really where we are as far as the conversation with the medical staff.
Mike, do you ever sense any different type of atmosphere when the Cowboys come into this building? I mean, fans have a long memory of the 90s. You guys have some history now with the Cowboys. I'm just curious, does it ever feel any different when the Cowboys come in?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of history. I think you look at both organizations, there's a lot of history, not only against each other, but just in the National Football League. So, we respect that. We understand it. They definitely do travel very well. So, hopefully our Packer fans will hold on to their tickets. But it'll be a festive environment to play in. We look for that. There'll be a ton of energy outside of stadium, in the stadium. So, and I think that's part of the competition between the Packers and the Cowboys.
How special is this Sunday's halftime ceremony going to be with Brett?
Well, anytime they put your name up in Lambeau Field, it's special. So, obviously, Brett's special and what he's accomplished as a Green Bay Packer. And, it'll be great to see his name up there permanently and get the ring and so forth. So, I think it'll be great for our fans. And I know the organization's excited about having him back.
Any hope for Sam or Demaryius for Sunday?
I don't think we'll practice tomorrow. They haven't made a final decision on that. And Demaryius, I'm hopeful we'll do something tomorrow.
Is there a hallmark for a Rod Marinelli defense?
Say it again.
Is there any hallmark for a Marinelli defense? I mean, obviously, he's been around for forever.
What do you?
That stands out about his defenses. I mean,
very consistent. I think they're, it starts up front with his defenses. So they play with great energy. Would probably be a hallmark.
Thank